Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Hi.
Welcome back to another episode of Streaming Consciousness. Thank you for everyone who tuned in last week. We got some great feedback.
Especially from your aunties. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
Lots of support.
We got a lot of notes as well.
We did. We got a lot of feedback, didn't we?
Yeah. I think yours was quite positive.
It was. Yeah. Was yours not?
Mine was apparently I'm swearing too much.
I did hear that. Yeah.
And you know, it's a bit of a dose, like, because like your mother... listened to it.
She did, yeah.
And the thing is, like, oh,
and she listened to the whole thing as well, in fairness.
Yeah. And like, I had a good cult of personality going there when meeting her. Like,
yeah, Jesus, he had a good thing going.
He's a lovely young fella, isn't he? Jesus, he's a grand young fella. Then all of a sudden, then she's like the proverbial mouth of a sailor.
Yeah, it was mentioned.
Yeah, it certainly was. So I just out of curiosity, then I went looking and I just picked a random minute 40. And I swore 7 times in the space of 60 seconds.
Yeah.
So I need to get to source.
Yeah. So you had 6 F words and 1 C word.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah. The C word was cancer. Anyway. No.
We need a little swear jar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was good. Thanks for everyone who listened. How was your week?
My week was good. How was yours?
Horrendous.
Okay.
No,
tell me more.
It was great. No, it was
tell
great.
Tell me more. How was work?
It's been quiet. There was something today then that was mental though. I'm gonna say it anyway. Damn. Okay.
It's okay.
We're gonna put a counter on it this time, no.
Yeah, we'll do a swear counter.
All right.
I'm gonna keep a note.
Yeah. Okay. Work was good. So I work in a pharmacy that will remain nameless. And today then there was like, just because of where it is in the city, there's a few ne'er-do-wells might come in every now and then. And
unwholesome types.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're not always pure of heart with their intention why they're coming in for.
Okay. So
someone came in anyway, based with a fake or a forged prescription.
Okay.
And they came in anyway, and it was like, you know, they're all nervous and that. And I thought he was sweating because of the heat, but no, I think it was because he was committing crimes.
Okay.
He came in anyway, and like the prescription it had, I've seen this happen a good few times actually, but like it had like an antibiotic on it, and then it had like Xanax on it as well. But like a doctor would never prescribe like 25 Xanax at one go, like, especially, you know, I don't want to be elitist, but they're going to be slow to do that to someone.
Absolutely.
I'm not even joking this, but I had to say it to him, I was like, this is, you know, I'm not accusing him of anything, but like it looks like someone is after writing this on the prescription, not the doctor. They're like, no. And I swear to God, I had to say this to him. But there's no Z in Xanax, by.
Oh, no. Oh, God. At least do your research.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's terrible. Did you give him the antibiotic?
No, couldn't give him anything then.
Because it was tampered with?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Mm, yeah. Big. That's a big no-no, like.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, that was so funny. Z-A-N-A-X.
Yeah.
I think he's used to the Zannies back.
Zannies, yeah.
That's what happened, yeah.
God.
But yeah, that was about as kind of adventurous as it got.
That's great. So you've had kind of a big time on Instagram and TikTok the last little while, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I
what's been going on?
Over the last few weeks, I made a thirst trap.
Yeah.
A reel.
Quite literally a thirst trap.
Yeah, it is, to be fair.
Yeah.
Over a video I went viral with myself and Mr. David Savage, a friend of the show. We went to the Coors concert.
He's not a friend of the show. I've only met him once.
He's a friend of me, like, I guess. He's involved and he's in the same industry. He actually asked, he was saying, can I come on that podcast, like, without you? And he was going, like, and I'll just be going, don't mind Darren, what are you doing with him at all? Like, he's a fool.
He can, like, come on, we can try that. Yeah.
And I was just like, Dave, why? I'm well capable of making her wonder why she's with me without your help.
Absolutely.
I don't need any assistance there. We can get him on.
Go on, I know you're
anyway, so yeah, the video. So, went to the Coors concert. Just an amazing concert. Like, they were, like, it was just class. I think, like, enough time has passed now. I have it on the Mount Rushmore of favourite gigs now.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so amazing. Like,
yeah.
So we did a video of basically fawning over Andrea Corr. And it's actually, it broke 1 million views now. It got a blast of things on TikTok as well. like 20,000 likes. Andrea Corr followed us, commented, and put it on her own story. She did it in a very, she showed her age a bit.
A boomer kind of a way.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't tag us or invite collaborator or that. But do you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
But that was fun. Fair. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I even got a video riding off your coattails.
Yeah.
I got about over 250,000 views.
Yeah.
Generated a lot of interest. Mm. Someone even commented yesterday going, "Where can I see this video?"
Did you send them my way?
I did.
So, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was funny for a couple of days and then it was a bit annoying.
It got a bit head melting, yeah.
It did. Yeah. And especially when you were like introducing me to people and they were like, "Oh yeah, the video, ha ha ha."
I
was,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. When it was like, obviously, like, I'm obviously messing, like.
Yeah, obviously.
It's obviously a joke, like.
Are you going to wink at the camera?
No, not sure. Wait, will I? I'm not being sarcastic. But no. no, I will say, like, it got a bit annoying, to be honest, after a while.
Okay.
After she commented on it, that was, like, the
That was the peak.
That was the emotional climax.
It was never going to go any further than that.
When she said, thank you, boys, I feel seen. That, honestly, I felt like when, Bart and Milhouse solve something and like an adult kind of pats him on the head.
Yeah.
Kind of an aw shucks moment.
Yeah.
It felt kind of like that. But it was great. And it was nice to have my time in the sun there for whatever that 15 minutes of fame lasted.
Yeah.
I got a lot of bookings out of it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great.
And how did you feel going viral for something that isn't really your bag? Did you feel like Louis Theroux when he went viral for Jiggle Jiggle?
Yeah, I did.
And not his documentaries.
Yeah, I felt like a shill.
He was furious.
Mm.
Louis Theroux was furious when that happened.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say I was furious. No, he has a lot more integrity than I do, to be fair. It was a bit odd, like, you know, when you're there, like, slaving away, trying to make right material and stuff, and it get, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's a thing that has nothing to do with comedy.
Yeah.
It just shows you that music is way better. I you know what, I know, like, music is way better than comedy, though. I see it, like.
Yeah.
Because I can even, like.
You think it's more fun?
People like it way more.
Or has a bigger influence. I can even see,
like, it's like, you knew that I was a comedian, like, you're like, I'm sure you, at some point you probably were like, oh, that's cool, you know, it's probably something different. As soon as you saw that I played the guitar, it was all, you should play more guitar.
Yeah, like, well, that's actually a very good point. Like, yeah. No. I think you were kind of shocked at how little I cared that you're a comedian.
I know. Well, I had based my entire self-worth around it for 4 years.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of
your
like
entire personality.
Kick to the nuts, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, only like you for your personality and your looks.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm perfectly fine with that.
That's okay then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
I know.
Personality and looks.
I know.
If you really break it down, like.
Yeah. So in terms of my content, I find that the most feedback I get is from my colouring videos, but not interactions. Nobody likes them. Nobody reposts them. Nobody comments. And then I always have people, like even some of your family have said it to me, people from work, they go, oh, how come you haven't done a journaling video in ages, or you haven't done any colouring videos in ages? I spent an hour colouring the other night and an hour editing, 26 likes, 100 views.
It's so grim.
It's so grim. And a few months ago, I found a random 6-second clip, just randomly threw it up on TikTok, went to sleep. 4 million views. 600,000 likes. No effort whatsoever. Like, no effort.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
Like, the thing is, like, I find with that, like you're there, like, and you're trying to think of, like, a sketch or whatever. Like, I'd be like, oh, this would be funny now. You're like, there's hours of work gone into it. Next thing then, a video of a fella falling down a manhole.
I know.
And like, you can't compete with that. Like,
you can't.
Yeah.
It's that's or someone, top-notch
like
comedy.
Someone walking into a stop sign. Like, yeah. You know, there's no, you're never going to win that.
I know.
It is annoying though.
It's very annoying. Like, there's actually just no point in making an effort.
I had like a post where I put up like about like kind of a milestone I hit and like I got like 300 likes or something like that. And nobody likes the stand up then, like.
Yeah.
Which was the worst of what I get. It's a similar enough thing to that now, what you're saying. You get the interaction. So you're in the crowd and they're what we call them in the industry, loud smilers.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that phrase. Tell me more.
It's they're just not laughing, they're not making noise, but they're enjoying themselves. Okay. They come up and you're there like, I'm bombing, like I'm like this is a mess.
Yeah.
And do you remember what did I say in Toy Story, falling with style? It's a bit of that.
Okay.
And then after the gig, they'll come up to you and they'll be like, I really enjoyed that. I'd be like, here, you coming up and shaking my hand doesn't make me not want to throw myself into a river. I need you to be going, ha, ha, ha.
You didn't laugh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It is very annoying.
Yeah.
Loud smilers, yeah.
I have a very, very grating laugh, I would say. So I've worked on musicals and things like that. And the teenagers that are acting, they always say to me, they could only hear my laugh. It's a real like, it's so shrill. But I just can't, like, I get so, like, enthralled in whatever I'm watching.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing, though. And genuinely,
they said they found it encouraging.
Yeah. It's like, thanks, mate.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just, like, each time is different, I think. And, like, obviously I've seen and heard your set hundreds of thousands of times, but you'll deliver it differently each time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it depends on what level of, how close to a mental breakdown I am. And
very true. It does seem to affect your hilarity.
It does.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
It does.
And how was your gig last night?
Unbelievable, yeah. Yeah, I must say.
Did anything happen?
Nah, nothing of note, really.
I literally have it written down to ask you about your gig because something happened.
Oh, shit, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
I was like trying to set you up.
Yeah, yeah,
and
sorry.
You're like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Everything went seamlessly. No, so there was earlier yesterday, like a comedian messaged me.
Okay.
She was like, I don't know where she's from, but like she was asking, she's down in Cork for the night. She's asking, is there any open mics around?
Okay.
And I just said, there's no open mics with the Coco, just get on, and they might drop you a message.
Yeah.
So I ended up throwing her on for 5 minutes. I came in then and I just like, there was a woman there who I didn't know out of the other group, so I just assumed it was her.
Okay.
And I was like,
oh, stop. No,
it's not that way.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was her.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, hey, I was like, so nice to meet you. And she said, we've met before.
No.
I was like, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm like, why are you doing this to me?
Oh. And what did you say?
I said very little, to be honest. I just said, oh.
I would have just said, oh, yeah. I mean, I meant like, nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. But sure, I introduced myself to your uncle the other day.
Yeah. But I didn't recognize him either. He was out doing, my uncle was doing, like, what was he doing? Like, trimming hedges or something.
Yeah.
In the grandmother's gap. And like, I honestly thought they were after, like, see, that's great. Now they're giving a local near to
him. He thought a man came to do it.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I just said, how are you? And next thing that he.
It was him.
Yeah, it was my uncle, yeah, of 30 years, I suppose.
Yeah. I suppose so, yeah. When you crunch the numbers, yeah.
But that was, oh, that was so grim.
I hate stuff like that.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous. And it happens a fair bit in this. Like, look at the end of the day. After I saw her set, I remembered her then. I was like, oh yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I've heard those jokes before. And she stole them all. No, I'm.
Oh no.
And it, but like.
I hate stuff like that. It's so awkward.
Why do you do that? Like, why do you have to do that? Just.
I know.
Just pretend.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Do you know?
I have that problem where as soon as someone tells me their name, I immediately forget it.
Mm.
Like, I can't even listen. Like, yeah. I just don't even hear it. Mm. And then I'm like, what's their name again?
Yeah, yeah.
But I've started just being, like, radically honest since I've come into my 30s.
Yeah.
I just say, I'm really sorry, I forgot your name. What is it? And most of the time, people don't care.
Yeah, no, they don't too far, really.
Yeah.
So,
today we're talking about series and films that ended badly. And there are a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when I even think about my favorite series, they're crap, like.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end.
They always do.
Yeah, they always do.
What is your favourite ending to a series first?
My favourite ending to a series? Mm. I know it's boring, but it's Breaking Bad. There's just nothing I can say. I just loved it. It was great.
No, it was, yeah.
Everything was tied up. It was really satisfying. It ended how it had to end.
Mm. Is there anything better than it? Maybe not. Yeah, it is very solid. Is that, I don't know if like many of the things I watched actually even were able to get an ending. Like,
I know.
They normally got cancelled.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I've seen a sitcom end well, now that I think about it.
I think the obvious one to start with is How I Met Your Mother, because they absolutely stitched themselves up by calling it How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they just completely made fools of themselves.
Do you know, I never understood about that show. Joe, and he's like narrating to the kids.
Yeah.
Why do you have a different voice?
I know.
It's like, they have a fella, what's the comedian? Bob Saget.
Yeah.
R.I.P. legend. But like, it's going from like, yeah, he's in his 20s as Ted, and then in his 40s, I say. Why does he sound like a different man? Is that what happens?
I guess so, yeah. It must.
Yeah, but a completely different voice, like. Kids. Yeah. But I guess, well, yeah, so they made that, and they, like, because the kids were going to grow up, like, so they had to, like, film what they were going to say, so they had to have the ending sorted.
They just pigeonholed themselves so much.
Yeah.
And the mother only appears then in, like, what, like the last two or three episodes?
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
Mm. And I genuinely thought, like, that they ended up with Robin, who's stupid, like.
Hated it.
Yeah.
It's, they did that thing that they've, and they've done this in other series, they did it in Gossip Girl as well, where they just run out of ideas and they just start matching up random people that would never be together.
Yeah. Mm. Like with Joey and Rachel. That was absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah. Mm. And have you seen Gossip Girl?
No.
Okay. Well, there's Blair and Dan, and they, like, should never ever have even been friends, and they end up together, and it's like you're just running out of storylines. Yeah, it's so crazy.
That, yeah, it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's like they got a lot of gang things. It's like, do you know what? It's like, look, I don't know what we're gonna say for next story. What if we make these two people ride each other now?
Yeah,
that, and then we'll
just watch it play out and see what happens.
And then we won't address it ever again.
Yeah, then. Yeah.
Because that is how the world works.
Yeah, exactly.
The High Metropolitan thing is so stupid.
It was awful. It was awful. And I didn't really see it between Ted and Robin anyway.
No.
Like, they weren't right for each other.
No, they weren't.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, I actually found the her and Barney thing a lot more believable.
Yeah.
Because he was quite emotionally unavailable as well.
Mm. Yeah.
And they were quite similar.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they're coming back and bringing the horn back.
Yeah.
The actual horn, no.
Yeah, like and then it was like at the end, the big reveal is like the kids are like, oh, this is all about how you met Aunt Robin. And then he's like, oh yeah, I am in love with her. Like after all these years, like it just pops into his head for the first time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous. What about the ending of The Office?
Crap.
Okay. I agree, but I really loved season 9.
No.
Really?
Terrible. Absolute really? Crap.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
No, because okay, fair. I'll give it to you. After season 6, it's appalling.
Mm.
It's toilet paper on a screen. It's awful. Yeah. Awful, awful, awful. Season 7 and season 8. Terrible. But I liked season 9. Like when the documentary is coming out.
Yeah, no, it's a cool idea. Like I'll give them that.
Yeah,
like,
I just loved it.
I just, I don't care. Like, you know, and you know what those other, and you know what they're all sitting up on the screen. It's like they're doing the Q&A for the show.
I just thought that was hilarious.
Why are those two new fellas there? Like, no, like,
who were they again?
Do you remember the boys they just said, look, we got a new Jim and Dwight.
Oh, those lads. Plop. Yeah. The guy from Desperate Housewives.
The Dwight fella one. That long-haired fella.
Yeah.
Do you ever like, I don't know if this is an expression, but I believe it is. Punchable face.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
It makes my, like, inner, like, hey, nerd, want to come out.
You want to, like, wedge him?
Yeah. Or go,
steal his lunch.
Swirly, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Ugh. But yeah, he just had one of those, I'm like, oh, go away, like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It should have ended after, the last scene should have been Michael taken off on the plane.
Yeah.
We've been done then.
I loved that episode where Pam has gone to the cinema and she comes back and she goes to say goodbye to him in the airport. The story was over once Steve Carell left.
So actually, I spoke of, oh, it's not in the episode, but I've like been seeing, I forgot, I cut it out.
He cut it out.
Yeah. But I've been seeing like this thing, I guess, like memes of Ryan Gosling, and it's about how like he's me. Like,
you did, you left that in.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
All right. Well then, fair enough.
Yeah, that's in the episode.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was obviously in the middle of, I was in the middle of my own stream of consciousness when I was editing that.
Yeah.
And it's like this, like, oh, he's literally me. And I've said that to a few people, like, oh, those memes that everyone gets, no one knows them.
Really?
It's just, obviously.
Actually, I didn't know what you were talking about when you said I've said
it to like quite a few people. They're like, what are you on about, boy? So obviously, like, whatever I'm after doing to my algorithm, I'm getting all these things about it. And it'll be like, it'll be like, so it's a page, like, literally me, it's like, how I found bro 3 months after he found the one, and it's just Ryan Gosling bammed out in a set of steps in the snow. And I was like, I don't know what I'm after doing, it's all this kind of stuff.
I forgot to tell you something really exciting happened. I heard someone else use the word gangbusters in a podcast.
There you go. Yeah.
Yep.
Bit of
I was convinced that it was just a word that you made up and no one else that was there at the time had heard it.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And you asked ChatGPT and they said it exists and we were like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I heard it.
Yeah, and I use it in the right context as
well. I know,
yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, that I use something in the proper context.
Yeah. Or that you knew a word that I didn't.
Yeah, I know loads of words that you don't.
Like what?
Please. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so kind.
No, I'll pay.
You've lost weight.
Yeah. You look great.
Yeah. So I know loads, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Bridget Jones movies?
I have.
Okay. So did you see the final one?
No. Okay. The one that just came out, like.
Yeah. Nah. So I thought they were all great, but then I just hated the ending of this. I loved the whole movie until the last about 15 minutes because she just ends up with someone who's completely random. Mm. Like completely random. And it's just, I just thought they did a lot of justice to the characters, like Hugh Grant's character and everything. They really kind of redeemed him. Like Colin Firth's character obviously died and they had like left him in a lovely
grave plot
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah.
An unmarked grave.
Exactly. They just like, it was really lovely and Bridget had, you know, developed her career and she was secure in herself and all of these things, and then it was like, oh no, but she still has to meet someone at the end and it's someone completely random. Can I spoil it for you?
Yeah, yeah.
She ends up with like a teacher in her kid's school. It's just like a random guy and there's no chemistry at all and isn't for the whole film. And then when I was watching it, I was like, I have an awful feeling she's gonna end up with this guy, and she does.
Ends up with a teacher. It happens though.
What a sad ending.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
have you seen Sex and the City?
I have.
Okay, so there's a spin-off called And Just Like That. It is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I've ever seen. And they've just completely decimated all the amazing characters. You're familiar enough with it, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Steve.
Yeah.
They made him a bumbling fool. Miranda's just lost the plot altogether. They're just all insane. Just because there was never anything revealing or overtly sexual for Carrie.
Yeah.
I think it was in her contract, like you never see her naked, there's nothing that. And it's just quite like there's a lot. But do you remember when the first season came out and Chris Knotts got accused of sexual misconduct?
No.
Okay, so when the first season of And Just Like That came out, it was about Big dies, Carrie's grieving, trying to get over it, all of this. Mm. And it's quite well done.
Yeah.
And then when it was premiering, he was accused by quite a few women, and so they obviously had to cut him out of the series. So a couple of the first episodes had already come out, so what they did was they just cut him out of the finale, and it looked like it was done on Windows Movie Maker. Like they just very clearly just chopped it.
Sarah Jessica Parker just holding her arm around no one like this.
Just like a blur. Yeah, exactly. It was crazy. And it was just like, it was the whole thing where she goes to Paris to spread his ashes, and they'd filmed a big scene together as if they were, you know, saying goodbye to each other, and they just cut it. It was a weird way to handle it.
Do you know what's funny? It's not even like, it's not the only thing that like a man in Sarah Jessica Parker's life has like hanging over him. Do you surely know what happened at Match Abroad? Do you? Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, we won't address it here, but he killed a mother and daughter up in Ireland. He was driving on the wrong side of the road. He said he doesn't remember. He was absolutely drunk driving. Yeah, and you know what? Like the Irish courts were like, I don't know what to fucking do. I don't know. He's a famous person. Like, what do we do? This is pre-Celtic Tiger, like, so we had no idea of, like, we maybe got to watch MASH on fucking telly.
Yeah, you're on three now.
Okay, we maybe got to watch three MASH. Swears. On telly. And he killed a mother and daughter. Who he was with at the time was anyone from Dirty Dancing?
Oh,
Baby, or is that it?
Yeah. I don't know.
They were together. Because they were brother and sister in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
They were together. She was in the car with him. He drove onto the wrong side of the road. And you know what? Oh, yeah. £1,200 he had to pay as it was the fine. That's what the Irish were like, I don't know.
Caitlyn Jenner killed someone as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get away with a lot.
They.
They then get away with
celebrities, guys. Thank you for another episode there.
Thank you so much.
I hope you found it informative and witty.
Absolutely.
And we'll do a swear counter at the end.
Yeah.
I think I did all right there.
You did okay. There was only three.
That's good.
We should actually count how many were in the last one.
Yeah.
I think it was probably triple figures.
Yeah. That's for the Patreon. For now on, all my swearing will be on the Patreon.
Exactly.
All right. All right, thanks,
That's
guys.
That's it. Thanks for joining. See you next week.